Welcome to Geek Vibes Live.
Out there, how are you guys doing tonight? This is your pal Dane, and this is a Geek Vibes Live interview exclusive. I'm just sitting at my home, cozy, hanging out with my cat. I wish you actually wasn't sitting on me, but you know what cats do. They're kinds of pains. They're all a bunch of pains in the ass. But I hope you guys are having a good week. Hope that you guys are going to enjoy your Thanksgiving, maybe a couple days off from your job. But we have a great show and a great interview for you. So let me introduce the interviewer. Today we got Joel.
What's up, Dane? How you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm very good. I'm excited to do this interview. Who are we interviewing today?
Well, actually, we have to give him a couple more minutes, so we'll improvise. I'm sure Patrick is just running a little bit behind, being a very busy actor. But once he calls in, we will start this whole entire shindig. I'll go into my spiel, and we can start the interview. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Joel?
Aside from, like, picking out? Is that being specific?
Yeah. just humor me.
Humor you. Yeah, I mean, aside from, like, completely stuffing my face, I guess I'm catching up on some old television shows, trying to, you know, get up to date, you know. Maybe catch a movie. You were saying?
Well, no, I need to catch up on Legends Tomorrow. I was just going to mention that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to catch that tonight,
yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that. Yeah, so much TV, dude.
No ambition to catch up with Supergirl. I don't know why. But
I'm caught up. It's okay.
All right, well, I think that I think Patrick might be here. So you guys are probably like,
okay,
Who's Patrick? So let me introduce our guests. Our guest is a brilliant character actor, best known for his roles as Jimmy Barrett on the drama series Mad Men, Dharma Initiative worker Phil on sci-fi series Lost, Detective Kenny, No Gun on the police drama Southland. He has had more than 60 films and television credits to date. Films including Mulholland Drive, Ghost World, Old School, The Black Dahlia, and Dinner for Schmucks, just to name a few. He portrayed real-life gangster Mickey Cohen in the 2011 video game L.A. Noir and can soon be seen as the character Smoothie in the television show Happy. Ladies and gentlemen of Geek Vibes Nation, please give it up for the amazing Patrick Fischler. Take it away, Joel.
Wow, that was quite a welcome. Thank you.
Well, it was nice to have you, Patrick. You have quite a long list of accolades.
thank you.
No problem. I wanted to get into Happy, though, because that seems a very interesting show, and I'm curious to know more about it. So what can you tell me about – how do you describe Happy for anyone that doesn't have, like, any idea what's going on there?
Well, the best way to describe Happy is it is probably the most insane television show you've ever seen. and I actually really mean that. It is so incredibly over the top, crazy, unlike anything that's ever been on TV, which is hard to do now that we have 180 TV stations. But it's based on a graphic novel by Grant Morrison that is brilliant. And Brian Taylor, who directed the Crank movies, created the show and is directing the majority of them. And it is a roller coaster ride that I am really excited for everybody to see.
Well, it looks like a roller coaster ride just based on the trailer itself. It just looks absolutely insane.
It really is.
I can imagine. What type of character do you play in the show?
His name is Smoothie. He works for Mr. Blue, who is the mob king. And Smoothie is a doctor, a professional, who is basically tortures people for Blue to get information from them. And he loves what he does, and he's really good at it.
Is it similar to any other roles you've had in the past?
No. I mean, not even, no. I mean, look, I've played a lot of bad guys before, and I've played a lot of weird dudes before, but this guy is his own thing. And all I can tell you is I can build this up as much as I can, but by the time everybody finishes the season, this dude is just a complete trip. He was a joy to play, but he is crazy with a capital C and a capital R.
So what drew you to the character? Like, what made you kind of want to get into this role? Like, what did you do to get in character for Smoothie?
Well, what drew me to it was the graphic novel is pretty crazy and pretty great. And the fact that Chris Maloney was playing the lead, and I've always really loved him. So right away I was interested, and I read the script and I said yes, because I thought, oh, this is going to be fun. And it takes you places you don't expect to go. And honestly, to get into the character when we were doing it, they can say role and I'll just be right in it, and then we'll cut and I'll be laughing and talking to people. But his costumes, I had the costume designers make them a little bit small. So the suit I wear is very tight because he is, I think, very tightly wound. And so that helped a little bit.
That makes sense. I was going to just ask you, like, did you take any specific inspirations for this character? Like, did you get into the mind of something else for this to work for Smoothie?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm pretty, with most jobs I play, I just kind of just get into it. But the costume is a big thing usually for me. And with this, that was fun to have them make everything just a little bit smaller so everything felt snug, which, you know, wasn't so great after I went out eating for a week in New York. I was like, oh, shoot, why did I do that? But it was okay.
Is that where you guys filmed in New York?
Yeah, we shot in New York, so I actually just got back like 2 weeks ago. We shot for about 3 months in the city.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. Nice
yeah,
city to do
it's a real it's a real New York story, and you know what I love about Sci-Fi, who is doing the show, they didn't shoot us in Toronto, you know, to be New York. They actually shot in New York, and it shows in the show, which is great.
I appreciate that, and then more shows should do that. And I know they do it for budgeting reasons, but yeah, you're right. If it has a New York feel, it should be filmed in New York, no matter the expense.
You mean,
but yeah,
not to knock. I've done many a show in Toronto that's supposed to be New York, and it just doesn't feel like New York. But this certainly feels like New York.
Yeah, I bet Toronto's a beautiful place, and I'd love to visit one day. But yeah, you're right. It's not New York. Yeah, I can imagine. I've always wanted to visit Toronto, so I could, like, I'll take your word for it. How was it working? You mentioned Christopher Maloney. How was it working with Christopher Maloney?
Oh, God, I could just, you know, sort of do the game we play, he and I, which is that he's the worst and he's terrible, and because that's the jokes we play with each other. But, you know, cutting to the core, he's awesome. He is an incredibly talented actor, a super nice guy, and honestly, so much fun to play off of. And you'll see in the first episode, he and I have a lot of fun together. And he is really incredibly funny and incredibly tough. He can do all of it. I mean, this is for him, it's all the best things he does. It's like Wet Hot American Summer with, you know, Law and Order SVU and Oz all combined. Truly, he's so incredibly talented, and we had a blast.
Well, he obviously is a very versatile actor, and I'm just basing it off the trailer, but he looks like he's having a lot of fun in the role.
Yeah.
This show looks crazy.
I think he got the part that let him kind of combine everything he does really well, and I think people are going to be kind of blown away by him. I really do.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that. Honestly. Just to move away a little bit from Happy, although people undoubtedly recognize you from any one of your many roles in the likes of like Castle or Burn Notice, even Twister, but your probably most recognizable role is about maybe Jimmy Barrett and Mad Men. What did you like most about that role specifically?
I mean, the writing on that show was incredible, and I was a big fan of it before I got the part. So that's always fun when you get cast on a show that you love. It's really fun to jump in, but the writing is just great. And Jimmy Barrett, he was kind of, you know, he's kind of a dick, and I I like playing guys that are complicated, and he was incredibly complicated. And a lot of people just say, oh, he was the worst. He was, you know, and I think he had many layers, and that's what I look for in a part, is not just sort of one thing. And Jimmy Barrett really answered that. And to do that time period, I mean, are you kidding? It was a joy. It was so much fun. And the actors are great. I mean, like I said, really, when I get to be part of a show I love, because I watch a lot of TV, I have my whole life. I grew up in front of a TV, and I still watch. My wife and I watch way too much, and I watch even more without her. So when I get cast on shows that I watch, that is incredibly exciting.
That has to be awesome. Because it's still like being cast on a show that you love. That's even better, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
What? All right, so what did you think Jimmy Barrett himself brought to Mad Men? Like, what new element did you think he brought to the team?
Well, I mean, he was the first guy to tell off Don Draper. He was the first person, you know, because it was second season. Because first season, you know, Don sort of ruled the roost, and everybody let Don get away with murder. And Jimmy was the first one when I called him garbage. I mean, no one had done that before. So I think that was number one, is I got to sort of call Don Draper on his, you know, on his stuff. And the second was kind of, you know, I keyed Betty into him having an affair, sort of, and her realizing that the guy she's married to isn't who she thinks he is. So I kind of started the end of their marriage. So I think he brought a lot. And then, you know, and then on top of that, just on the side, it was funny. Because at that point, you know, a lot of, as the show went on, it got even funnier and funnier. But that first season was super dry and serious. And I think Jimmy was a real shock to the system when he arrived.
I agree. I'm going to have to agree with that. We're going to turn to Lost and Southern for a second. You were at one point filming both of those at the same time, I believe. How would you describe the experience of bouncing between Hawaii and Los Angeles and filming in two fairly disparate shows?
It was wonderful and a little bit awful. And I've talked about this, but my wife was pregnant at the time. And so that was weird, and that was challenging. But overall, it was great. I mean, as actors, you know, to get a great job is hard enough, but to get two of them. And once again, Lost was a show I was obsessed with. And Southland was a new show that I got cast on and thought, this is pretty amazing for network television. Because don't forget, it started on NBC. And then the 2 years it was on NBC is when I did it. Because then when it moved to TNT, they had budget cuts. And so a couple of us went to the sidelines. But doing them at the same time was pretty incredible. You know, I mean, I'd fly back and forth, and I'd be in New York and in the Dharma jumpsuit, which was surreal enough. And then, you know, come back and throw on a gun and, you know, sort of be an LA cop. And it was a joy. And both those shows, I can't speak highly enough of. I mean, you know, to get lost on that beach, you know, no pun intended, but it was amazing. I'm so glad I was able to do that, because through the years that I was watching the show, I was like, I got to get on this show at some point. And Carlton, who, you know, created it sort of at the beginning and was the showrunner, he worked on Nash Bridges, which was sort of my first big TV job in the 90s. And
I remember that.
So I knew him, and that was exciting to just kind of get to be with him again and, you know, say hi. And it was awesome.
That is awesome. What do you miss most, if anything, about working on Lost or Southland or both?
Nothing really, to be honest, and that doesn't take anything away from them. But I kind of just move on to the next thing. I mean, Hawaii was lovely for a while. I have no interest in it. Kind of ruined Hawaii for me because it was a long time to be there. It was a long time. I don't need to go back. And Southland, you know, was great, and I had such a blast. But no, it's so funny. I'm big on kind of moving on, and then I'm on the next thing, and I miss it right afterwards, but not this much longer. I mean, later.
That makes sense. And that kind of goes into my next question. If there was ever a reunion for any of those shows, would you be interested in participating?
Well, sure, but it wouldn't make any sense for the most part, because Lost, what I did was in the 70s, and, you know, it was the flashback year. So that wouldn't really work. And Southland-wise, because I wasn't part of those later years, which is when the show really took off, once again, I don't think I'd be, you know, a part of either of those. But, you know, hey, if they called, I'd do anything.
Well, that's good to know. Good to know. Hello, everyone. Yeah. Anybody listening?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So, what has been your all-time favorite show to work on, and why?
Good question. My all-time favorite. I mean, you know, we just talked about it, but Mad Men really was. It feels unfair to even compare. It feels unfair to compare anything to it because of the show it was and the part I got to play, and that really has been. I mean, so high up there for me. But I've had so many great jobs I've loved. I loved, I did a couple of episodes of Shameless, and just working with Bill Macy was, working with Bill Macy was incredible, and I got to just play a very different character, even though it was a little weird. It was very emotional, and and doing Californication was a complete blast because they'd shoot like 8-hour days, which in our business is really nothing, because we work, you know, a lot of the shows I do, it's 14, 16 hour days, and Californication,
wow,
sometimes half of that. So and I love Duchovny. He's also a great guy. And so that was really fun. So picking the favorite, it always just falls to Mad Men. But I'd say at this point, Happy is the greatest TV job I've been lucky enough to do.
Wow. Okay. Happy gets the nod.
See, I'm building it up there.
Do you do any research prior to getting into the mindset of the characters, or do you just go into, I know you kind of touched on that earlier, but do you do any specific research, or you just kind of wing it?
No, you know, it really depends on the part. But like, you know, so sort of, I'd say for Mad Men was a great example. I did research in the time period and comedians of the time period, and I didn't want to copy anybody, but I kind of watched a little bit of, you know, there's a guy, Joey Bishop, who's part of the Rat Pack, who's sort of an insult comic, but also very charming. And so I kind of watched some of his stuff. So I thought that would just, you know, help a little bit. But for the most part, most of the jobs I do, I don't need to do a lot of research on. If I ever get something that I need to, if I'm playing obviously a real person, I'll do research on them. Or if I'm playing, you know, sort of doing a profession that I'd need to do it on screen, I'll, you know, kind of like get trained in a little bit in that. Sort of with Southland, we went and did a cop day. You know, I didn't do some intensive, but I did a one day kind of thing. Otherwise, no, I kind of wing it, honestly. Hopefully it's working.
I don't hate it. That's not a bad thing to do. I mean, if it works for you, it works for you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Which type of medium do you prefer to work in between, like, TV, movies, and video games? I know you did some video games, so I'm just curious, like, what should be, if you had a preference?
Not to take anything away from video games, but I don't love it. It's the time-consuming and wearing those, you know, sort of latex suits and all that. It's challenging. But
gotcha.
I got to tell you, I love movies and TV. Like I said, I'm a huge fanatic of both. Like, I'm an uber geek. And I think nothing will ever replace movies, even though no one goes to the movies anymore. I still go all of the time, and we get screeners for sort of the Oscar movies. Like, I'm getting a bunch of screeners right now, a pile of them, but I'm not watching half of them at home because I feel like, you know what, I want to watch them on a big screen, even though, you know, a lot of the movies don't need to. It's not like Thor Ragnarok or anything, but I have a pile here that I keep telling my wife, like, we're going to wait. We're going to go, you know, see it in the theater. And on the other side of it, though, TV has never been better, ever. I mean,
I
you get to tell a story in a way that you used to not be able to. So I'm really, really loving television right now. And I'm sort of creating my own stuff, and I'm much more interested right now in doing stuff for TV than I am for film. But it doesn't take anything away from movies. I love them. But TV is just wonderful right now.
No, I'm in the same boat. I love both mediums, especially television and movies. But I love the movie theater. So, like, I love being at the theater. It's just an experience. So I don't staying home and watching a movie all the time.
Yeah, you can't.
It is,
right? Really, even though, and it can be annoying. Trust me, I'm one of those people. Like, I hate, but now, you know, sort of just, I hate when people are on their phones or like, it drives me crazy.
Yep.
I'm like, respect the room you're in. You know, whatever.
No, I totally agree with you. It's just something, it's different. It's not home. It's different. I get it.
Yeah.
So it's been a few years. I know you just kind of talked about it. It's been a few years since you did a video game role. Would you go back and do another one if they asked?
Yeah, it depends. I'm not just going to do anyone. I really did that one because of who I got to play and because of what it was, and I knew, like, oh, this is going to be pretty awesome. So that was very specific. I don't do a lot of video games. I don't. It's not something I have sort of the time and, you know. And the other thing is, these video game companies, they make more money than any movies or TV, and we as actors on video games get paid nothing. So that's our little secret that now is out there. But I mean, everybody knows that. I'm sure.
Now I know.
It's why there's not a lot of big stars doing video games. It really those you don't need it to have a big star in a video game. But I had a blast doing that one though. L.A. Noire was really fun, and the guys who made that game really took care. Like, they really took care of what they were doing. So, you know, I really did have a good time. But I don't. It's nothing I'm running after to do.
I get it. No problem.
Yeah.
Are you interested in doing more directing or writing in the future instead of acting?
Yeah. I mean, I'll never stop acting, but I produced a movie that I co-wrote and starred in that actually Lifetime bought, and it aired actually last Thanksgiving, and now it's on Amazon, and it's called Her Last Will. It's kind of a salute to Hitchcock movies. It's a thriller. It's a sort of fun, have it with a bottle of wine kind of movie. And so I'm super into starting to get that, and I'm developing stuff that I'm hoping next year actually happens that looks close to it, that I'll talk about it at a later date, and hopefully you'll read about it and then be like, oh, that's what he meant. So definitely, I'd say producing is what I like. I feel like I've been doing this long enough, and like I said, I've been watching TV and movies long enough that I'm good at ideas, and I'm good at helping things get to where they need to be. So yeah.
Gotcha. All right, that makes sense. I agree with that. Producing seems like a fun job. I'd love to be a producer.
Totally. It really is. It's also, you know, incredibly challenging because when it doesn't go right, you're like,
Yeah, a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
What is your favorite genre to work in and why?
Good question. I'd say, honestly, it's so frustrating to give this answer, but I love all of it because I love if it's comedy. I've done a couple of horror movies. Yeah, I've loved doing that. I love drama. Nothing beats sort of just strict drama that can make pull your heartstrings or sort of, you know, make you feel something. I'm really big on all of it, and I like mixing it. And, you know, not to go back to Happy, and I'm not doing this as a plug, but really Happy has all of those. It has all those elements because it's really funny. It's really dramatic. The action is insane, and it's scary, you know, a little bit. I like when stuff mixes. When stuff mixes genres, it's pretty exciting. Dude, honestly, I like so much of it. There's nothing I don't like. It's like music. I mean, I like all types of music except maybe country. But
me neither.
Yeah. So yeah. See. So I can do everything. I can do it all in a way that makes me. I feel good about.
Yeah, yeah, you just hit my heartstrings. Yeah, I'm the same way. I love all types of movies. Like, I wouldn't be specific. And I don't know how the acting part of it, but in terms of watching, I love watching all types of movies. I'm very open-minded when it comes to that.
Totally, exactly. That's the same thing. So for acting, it's the same. Like, I love to go to horror movies. I love to go to comedies. I love dramas. I love superhero movies. I mean, I really like all of it. And so, you know, acting in it, it's a joy to act in all of it.
You mentioned superhero movies. Would you like to be in a superhero movie? Like, if you had one?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And the joke is, I think a lot of them are terrible, and I think there's too many of them. I mean, there just is. It's so saturated, and now I don't go to all of them. But when you got a movie like Thor Ragnarok, hell yeah, throw me in that in 2 seconds. I'd do anything in that movie.
Good to know. Anybody listening, he's interested in a superhero role. Get
exactly. If it's especially if it's like Thor Ragnarok. Like, I thought that movie was great.
It was. It was fantastic and very, very funny movie.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mike, we're going to do a little callback to Happy. Finally, if you had a pet winged horse, what would you name him or her?
I'm big on naming our dogs. Like, we had a dog named Donna. I like to give them just people names. So I'm going to go with, I'd name him Bob.
Really? Okay. Bob the Winged Unicorn.
Bob, I think Bob, and that's not a throwback to Twin Peaks at all. But probably I would probably name him. I'd name him Bob. I really like. Also, my daughter calls everything Bob. Any imaginary anything, you know.
Really?
Like she called our turkey for Thanksgiving that we bought Bob. I mean, she calls every. So
okay.
I kind of was like, oh, I'm gonna go with Bob for that answer.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty cool. Well. Patrick, I wanted to thank you greatly for your time. I want to say good luck on everything going forward. Did you want to plug anything before we wrap this up?
I'm good. We did it.
You did it? No more happy stuff? You got it? You got all your happy plugs up?
I can't recommend it enough. And I got to be honest with you. I don't do this. This isn't something I do a lot. Like, I've done a lot of publicity for a lot of shows, and I'm fine
right.
about them, or I'm good about them, but happy is its own thing. And I think even if someone hates it, they're going to hate it in a strong way because they'll respect hate it because it's pretty freaking great. So I would just tell everyone, give it a shot, go watch it. And I think everyone's for the most part going to have a really, really fun ride.
Well, you sold me. So I'm definitely going to be watching to check it out. It does look insanely trippy. But I am excited,
cool.
And I want to say one more time, thank you, Patrick. I'm going to pass it on
right.
to Dane to close it out. Dane, are you there?
No, actually, I'm in space now, Joel. But,
oh, nice.
You know, no, I'm just kidding. Sorry. Hey, Patrick, thank you so much for being a part of the show. That was a great interview. We know that you're an extremely busy man. You probably got 16 things in the pipe. So if we could you do a drop for us?
Of course.
So if you just want to say your name, whatever you want to plug along with it, and then thank you for listening to Geek Vibes Live, that would be
okay,
great.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. Awesome. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Patrick Fischler from Happy. Thank you for listening to Geek Vibes Live.
Perfect.
All right, thank you so much, Patrick, and... After the show's been out for a little while, maybe after the first season, we'd love you to come back so we can talk more about it.
You got it. Absolutely.
All right, great. Well, that concludes our interview with Patrick Fischler. It was a great interview. Joel did an amazing job asking the hard-hitting questions for
Thank
all
you,
of you guys. Yeah, seriously, Joel, you did a great job. That was an awesome interview.
I appreciate
it. No problem. And we'll have many more of them in the future. And you guys, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Remember, we don't have a Wrestling Geeks Alliance. I'm pretty sure you guys don't have your show, or do you guys have your show tomorrow?
I think we're having a special show on Saturday. I don't think I'll be there, but Jawan and Nick will be there.
Okay, so you guys heard it. Full Court Press is not tomorrow. Wrestling Geeks Alliance, not Thursday. We actually did a wrap-up of Survivor Series on Facebook Live yesterday. So just look down on our page and you can find it. No show this Sunday. We got the weekend off. But we'll probably do a video with two of us at some point talking about Punisher in the next couple of days. But main thing is you guys enjoy your family and have a good Thanksgiving. All right. So, you know, just have a good one. I had an ending and it kind of just blew up in my head. I was on a roll, too. This sucks. Either way, you guys have a good one. Here's some words from a good friend of mine that played a bald villain at one point.
Hey, this is Michael Rosenbaum, Lex Luthor from Smallville, The Flash from the Justice League, and you're listening to Geek Vibes Live.
Have a good one. Happy Thanksgiving. Go!